The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmuller, with you on this, wow, second day of October, 2018. We only have a few more months left of 2018. Are we having fun yet? By the way, Harley Schlanger is going to have to reschedule, and I don't see why people have to take time off. I guess his wife's having a baby. Is that important? I don't know. I never had any babies, so I don't know. No, I'm just teasing. Harley will have to reschedule. He'll get back with me, and we'll get him back up on the program as soon as we can. This gentleman has come out with some information about Trump and the New World Order, and we'll cover that when he gets on. I have Don Wiskin with me from Extendivite. Hello, Don Wiskin.
Hello, John Stadtmuller.
How are we?
I'm better than I should be.
Uh-oh. Does that cost anything?
$69.95 every 2 months.
You know, all jokes aside, there's a gentleman that donates to the network, and he is in the hospital. I guess he's been in the hospital for about a month, and he had a heart attack. And he sent a donation in, and he said, you know, my fall donation will be coming in very soon. And I said to my secretary, I said, why don't you ask him if he's on Extendivite? And if he's not, he should be.
That's right.
Absolutely should be. You know, it's funny. Every time I open up my Extendivite bottle daily, I always think of you. And that's obviously, you know, it's memory association. But I always think of you, you know, how you're doing, this, that, and the other, every single day. Do your ears burn or something like that? Is there any cause and effect over that?
I believe my ears burn every day because there's a lot of people thinking about me, which is what I really want. I mean, I've spent the last 18 years trying to get people to think about me at least twice a day, if not three times.
I heard that. I people just need to, you know, it's stressful. You know, what does stress do to the health? What does it do to the psychological makeup, your day-to-day, you know, I'm here on earth trying to live life. Folks, stress is not a good thing. Now, Extendivite doesn't do the stress thing. It'll keep everything healthy, but when you're worn down psychologically, that affects everything. And, you know, kudos to people out there for hanging tough. You know, people always say to me, oh, hang in there, John, you know, hang in there, hang in. Well, I don't have a choice because I'm committed to either seeing the New World Order dead or myself, one of the two.
Well, you know, John, skeletons don't have any stress. They don't let anything get under their skin.
If they had any.
Yeah, that's the joke. Skeletons have no skin.
Yeah.
But yeah, we humans, I mean, we're under a lot of pressure all the time. But, you know, it's more than just the pressure that we're under, John. we're eating foods that are filled with fillers. We're eating too much salt. We're eating too much sugar. We're eating too many emulsifiers. And we have no idea what this food is doing to us because we think it's safe. So if your food is slowly deteriorating your body, if you're, well, you know, it's one of the things I say is there's women and men who have passed away from cirrhosis of the liver who've never drank any alcohol in their life. And if you get yeast in your gut and you add chocolate or sugar, well, the yeast and the sugar in that beautiful environment can create alcohol, and the yeast parties and has a good time, but you're still alive and it doesn't want to eat you up yet. So, you know, it slowly kills you. And, you know, that's where the Extendivite comes in, because of our diet, you know, being regulated by the scientists who work for the companies who create these food additives. You know, the Extendivite, the garlic slowly gets the yeast off in the gut, kills off the yeast in the gut, and gets the heavy metals away from the liver and gets you back to a healthy status. Dr. Mattson, who has, you know, told me about how the yeast in the gut goes to the liver, gets turned into peroxides. Your liver is overwhelmed with toxins, so it dumps those peroxides into the arteries, which do more damage than free radicals. Plus, the LDL has no protection from the peroxides, neither does the macrophages, which is your immune system. So, you know, Dr. Mattson has found that by getting, and he's a naturopathic doctor, by the way, that by getting people's gut working, you can get the rest of the body to follow along with it. So, you know, the Extendivite, yes, it cleans out your arteries and makes you healthy and you know, gives you back the life that you're missing, but it, you know, it also gets your gut working properly and gets the metals out of your liver, which is the beginning of the entire process. Yeah. That's pretty neat, though, isn't it, John?
It is. You know, I was just reading the other day that these zero-calorie or one-calorie soft drinks, this stuff, and I always pay attention to overweight people. They always draw my attention, whether I'm out in public, at a restaurant, doesn't matter. And, you know, I jogging down here in Texas, we've had record heat down here in Texas, I think going back to 1897. We've had over 100, it's been over 100, I think, for 52 days this summer. And we had 17 days where it was like 105 or higher. And I see people out there think they're doing the right thing. Heavyset people out there jogging. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but they think they're going to run that fat off. And what else are they doing? They're drinking these zero-calorie soft drinks, thinking, I need to stay away from sugar. And this stuff actually goes into your gut and kills off friendly flora, bacteria, that you need to digest food.
It's even worse than that. You know, like they come up with the name Zero because the diet drinks are not diet drinks. Because they have a simulated sugar in there, it makes your mind think that you just got all of these calories and carbs. But because it doesn't have any carbs, you didn't get any. It just tricked your mind. And so you have to eat more to make up for the carbs that your body thinks it got from that zero-calorie drink. And so they're changing the name from diet to zero because it's not really a diet drink, and eventually they might get sued over it because people eat more. So you see people all the time order fast food, and then they order a diet soda, yeah. And then they turn around and have to go back and eat more fast food. And we're wondering why we get overweight. It really has a lot to do with the way that they feed us. You know what they say? Those who mislead us first misfeed us.
Yeah. And I, you know, I have to contain myself from saying to overweight people, stop with the overindulgence of carbohydrates. You know, with the pastas and the breads and the this and the that. And, you know, it interrupts the cycle in your body of how we turn foods, and it converts it to sugars and energy and all that other stuff. And people just don't understand. When you load up on carbohydrates, breads, you know, cereals, pastas, it doesn't matter. That stuff is converted to sugar almost immediately, and that's what your body burns. And we're supposed to have this kind of like rotational shelf stuff where you get stored fats and they're supposed to burn off. But that interrupts that whole cycle. And you see them eating salads and they're 200 pounds overweight. And you know they're miserable. And they're doing exactly all the wrong things. You know, selecting a little bit, well, somebody said that I should do this or I should do that. And without ignoring, or rather ignoring the total cycle of how their body works, what interrupts the cycles, what damages your gut, what you need to do to burn the stuff that you are eating. And that's if you're even paying attention to what you're eating. You know, I mean, it's tragic. We've got a bunch of fat, dumb people running around, and they're not getting any smarter.
Yes, I understand. And you know, the wheat belly is real. I mean, you eat those breads and it does bloat up your stomach, and you do wind up with a wheat belly, just like a beer belly. But, you know, doctors and scientists, well, doctors that are interested in nutrition and food, they're finding that if you want to live longer, eat less and eat less meat. You know, as one doctor on PBS says, you know, and what should we eat? He says, you know, salads are a meal too. And, you know, just I lost a lot of weight on Dr. Mosley's 5-2 diet, but it wasn't called the 5-2 diet back when he first came across it. There's a group of people who at that time, and that was probably around 2002 or 2003, ate less calories every day. And so Dr. Mosley, he's a BBC journalist doctor. He took one of these people with him to his doctor and said, hey, let's check us out and see what kind of health we're in. Well, the 42-year-old who's been living off of less food, less calories for many years, 17 years at that time they'd been running this study, he was in the shape of an 18-year-old. He was healthy as healthy could be. And Dr. Mosley was on his way to a heart attack. And the 5-2 diet is basically 2 days a week, eat 600 calories, Mondays and Thursdays. You know, you can have some eggs and, you know, as Dr. Mosley says, a slice of ham, maybe have some salad for lunch, which is no calories, and then, you know, have something light again for supper. And just do that Mondays and Thursdays. After a while, you'll get so that you fall into that and it becomes a pattern, and you can't eat as much on the days that you can eat whatever you want. I myself was 248 pounds when I had my heart attack, and you know, I should be around 180, 190. I went on that 5-2 diet, and it took months, but during those months, I noticed, you know, the pounds just melted right off. And, you know, I've been running just under 200 pounds now for, you know, the last while, and I feel so much better, but I eat less. And, you know, I heard you talking one day on one of your shows about how you stopped into the Golden Arches, and I kind of cringed a little bit, but, you know, I laughed and said, everything in moderation, anything in moderation. If you want to eat that stuff, don't eat it every day. And don't wash it down with the diet drink. You know, enjoy it and move on, because it's highly toxic food. You know, the Golden Arches, they have to cook their burgers in a press, because if they try to cook it on an open grill, they shrink up to nothing. And that's the kind of food we should be eating, isn't it, John?
You eat food and you shrink?
No. The food that if they tried to cook it on a regular grill, it would have shrinked. But they cook it on a pressure cooker so that, you know, they put pressure on it to hold it down and press so that it stays the size they want it to stay. Yeah. But there's so many additives in it. And this is the biggest problem is, you know, we're eating too many packaged foods that aren't real foods, and they're not good for us.
And, but they taste so good and they look so good, and that's the wonderful thing of food manufacturing.
I bet you can't eat just one.
I bet you can't. Aren't they tasty and aren't they salty? We won't mention.
And they're made just for that. They're made to the right crispiness so that they crunch just right in your mouth, and they have the right chemical spices and on it so that, you know, you want to eat more and more and more. And, you know, it's a tough thing to break. It really is hard to break away from, you know, the foods that are presented for us to eat.
Have you heard any interesting things from the people recently that have been doing the Extendivite?
You know, I hear stuff all the time. We just sent a new commercial to you a while ago, Arthur, where, you know, 10 years ago we had congestive heart failure, and the Extendivite got him through it. And then, you know, because he did, his doctor told him he was healthy and everything was fine, he stopped taking it for many years. But now it's coming back again because, you know, life takes its toll on our bodies, and, you know, he's ready to take it again. But imagine 10 years ago we had congestive heart failure. That's what my mom passed away from. That was one of her biggest problems. She had a stroke, but she had all this fluid in her lungs and around her heart. And, you know, it's really sad, but that's all part of not taking Extendivite. These are the kind of things that build up from just living the everyday life that we live.
Living it longer and healthier. You know, not so many decades ago, the average lifespan in this country isn't what it is now. But through the modern miracles of chemistry and science and all these wonderful things, we've been able to extend life, but the quality of it still, well, I don't know any other way to put this, sucks. You know, we're living.
The average person spends the last 10 years of their life ill, taking pills and being sick. It's, you know, that's not the last 10 years of life that I want to spend.
No, absolutely not. We're coming up here on break. Put out your contact information, sir. Let's get some people on the Extendivite, folks. You will not regret this energy-wise. By the way, I wanted to tell you, I got back on my Extendivite just dutifully. I mean, every single day. And I used to have these, what was described to me as little mini strokes. And I'm happy to report that I haven't had one of these things in months and months. Literally, it was bad enough that I could be sitting here trying to read a story or a computer screen or whatever the case may be, and I couldn't read it. It looked like little fishies swimming around in my eyes or whatever the case may be, or would dim a little bit. I'm thinking to myself, what am I stroking? Is this brain cancer? You know, what the hell's going on? Well, it was tension for sure, but I was not getting the oxygen. The only way I can say this, my brain was not getting oxygenated the way it should have been. And since I've dutifully, as I said, and I mean every single day, folks, I don't miss it. I take 6 caps a day, okay, twice a day. It's recommended that you do it 3. Well, if you can do that, fine, because that gets released in your gut, kills all the bad stuff, and keeps the happy little flora going in the right direction and all that. But I do it twice a day for a total of 6 caps, and I have stuck to this religiously. And I got to tell you something, the waking up with the cramps in the calves, the little fishies in the eyeballs, I'm happy to report that those are gone.
And I'm happy to hear that, John, because, you know, we want to listen to you from 7 to 9 Monday through Friday, 52 weeks of the year, because, you know, you have a great show, and you're holding this whole thing together and carrying it on your shoulder and living with all the stress that you live with. But at the same time, you know, you're doing a great job, and we all love to have you out there for a long time still.
Well, it's going on 27 years, and thanks to Extendivite, it looks like I'm going to live a while
longer. Another
27 years. Well, hopefully on the downside of this, in the last 27, we'll be reporting happy stories from there on out. At any rate, hang on a second, folks. Don Wiskin's with us. We'll be right back.
We're going to the end of the line. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you. Back with Don Wiskin. Bob in Indiana. Hello, Bob.
I hear a lot of music in the background.
No, it should be gone now.
Yeah, this is Bob in Indiana. I'm 87 years old, and 8 to 10 months ago, I weighed 165. Now I look like a skeleton at 125. What can I eat to gain my weight back?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, and neither is Don Wiskin. I don't know what to do with this, Don.
it's a tough one. I mean, going from 165 to 125, that's quite a drop. But, you know, how do you feel? Do you have energy? Do you get around? Are you still very mobile?
I feel like an old man.
Well, I can see that. You know, that's I look forward to 87, but I wouldn't want to feel like an old man. You know, it's hard to tell people what to eat. I mean, you know, I start my day off with a bowl of oatmeal, and then I might have you know, a couple of boiled eggs for lunch, and then I have a salad with some eggs for supper. So I'm trying to lose the weight, not put it back on. But Christopher Reeves, when he played Superman, in order for him to get in top shape, he ate a lot of steak. and the steak built them back up. But, you know, I was just saying earlier that if you want to live longer, eat less, because we're eating way too much meats and the wrong foods. So I don't know what to say other than maybe try taking Extendivite and see if it adds some energy and allows you to start feeling a little more spry and see if you can, you know, get out there and start doing things. But at the same time, I don't know what to say about your weight. What's your doctor have to say about that?
I haven't had a good talk with the doctor yet.
Well,
but I guess that's the way to go.
I would also do some nutrition stuff. You need to bulk up a little bit there, Bob. Well, that's a little off topic, but I appreciate you calling in. There are people out there who would kill to be 125 pounds, but going down from 165 to 125, that's 40 pounds. Yeah, that's a little bit out of our arena, and I don't want to give you any bad advice here. You know, how do they say that these statements have not been approved by the FDA?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. At any rate, there's been a lot of, and I'm so glad alternative media came around. I'm so glad that information came out about problems that were suffering, information about drugs and side effects and all this stuff. But I still get this haunting feeling that people, they really can't get a grasp on what to do, where to find good food, how to shop for it. And of course, there's a bunch of deceivers out there that will tell you that, this stuff's organic or this, that, and the other. Now organic's all the big craze. But hell, we knew that years ago. You know, if you could eat fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, that it wasn't grown in burned out soil, that it looks really good, but the nutritional count, yeah, not there. There's been a learning curve for a lot of people on food and diets, and I, for one, am grateful for the internet, but I guess that's all we can discuss on internet is the weather and foods and diets and things like that, because they don't want us up there talking about any good hard fact that might actually change things by way of education. Who do I have here, Mike, because we're running out of... I'm sorry, who is it? Sheldon in Spokane, Washington. Hello, Sheldon.
Yes, good sunny afternoon up here. Again, off topic, as you just apprised me, your previous caller with the weight thing, I am struggling and fighting to stay under 160, and I've stopped the rice, the brown rice altogether. It's rice and pasta that really pours on the pounds. If he's still listening, sorry to interfere with your
No, Sheldon, I appreciate that chipping in, you know, because I don't want to tell this guy, you know, what to do when I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a physician, you know,
I get it. You don't want to share the front page with him, I get it.
Well, I don't know about sharing the front page with him, but I don't want to give the guy bad advice. I mean, he said he was 87 years old. Now you're getting into territory. That would have been the best question to ask him. Are you taking the Extendivite? So, at any rate, thanks, Sheldon. I appreciate that. All right. Well, hey, Don Wiskin.
Yes.
I appreciate your time, sir, and I certainly do appreciate your product. It's working for me.
Yeah. Well, go to heartdrop.com and pick up yours, or call us at 1-877-928-8822. And, John, have you seen our new website yet?
No, not yet. I'll have to go and look at it.
Oh, you'll be happy.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
All righty.
And thanks, Sheldon, for, you know, this is how the world gets better, people helping people.
I'm going to be thinking about Bob here. He has made it to the...
I'm thinking about Bob, too.
Yeah, well, Bob, if you're still listening, you might want to give Don Wiskin a call, 877-928-8822. Give him a call. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Julie Swetnick. You know, when I heard that name, one of the Kavanaugh accusers, it took me back to a movie that was done back in the 50s by Jimmy Stewart, black and white movie, and it was simply titled FBI. And there was a character that was named Wanda Scudnick. So I see this Julie Swetnick, and I'm going, Well, did Julie Swetnick change her story about Brett Kavanaugh? She sure as heck did. And Dianne Feinstein, evidently, what is today, Tuesday? This thing's going to be wrapped up by Friday. The FBI is finding nothing. And there are people on Capitol Hill, such as Dianne Feinstein, that wants to seal what the FBI is not uncovering. In other words, no reports. She wants that thing locked down. And there's probably good reason for that. Blasey Ford, who paid for the attorney? Well, it was Feinstein herself. This was nothing but one gigantic, sloppy CIA psychop, is what it was. Julie Swetnick, who's the third accuser of Brett Kavanaugh, who hired a creepy lawyer, Michael Avenatti, has backtracked on her story about Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge. Previously, she said that Kavanaugh and Judge would spike the punch bowl in order to get women to the point where they could not say no. She claimed she was given Quaaludes or something similar. It makes me wonder how she knew what the effects of Quaaludes even were. Most innocent girls would say drugs or alcohol, not specifically name a drug. And then you need to ask if she regularly took them. And that's why she's so familiar with their effects. Now she says that she saw the two near the punch bowl, but never saw them spike it. That's a huge difference. She also claimed that Kavanaugh and Judge, Mark Judge, would participate in gang rapes. Oh, now she says they were seen hanging out in the hallway near where the rapes took place. Yeah. Frankly, I think the entire story is nothing but high-octane BS. She claims she was at 10 parties where the girls were raped. Wow, 10 different parties. And she kept going back to them? Hmm. Yet no one ever reported it to the police. What are the odds of that? And if the girls knew rapes were going on at these parties, why'd they continue to go to them? From the Gateway Pundit, during the years 1981 and 1982, I became aware of efforts by Mark Judge, Brett Kavanaugh, and others to spike the punch at house parties. I attended with drugs and or grain alcohol so as to cause the girls to lose their inhibitions and their ability to just say no. Swetnick said that in paragraph 11 of her sworn statement. On Monday evening, yesterday, Julie Swetnick backtracked and said she never saw Brett Kavanaugh spike the punch at house parties. Rather, Swetnick said she saw him around the punch containers. I see. I don't know what he did, Swetnick told Kate Snow. Julie Swetnick also changed her story on the gang rape allegations as well against Kavanaugh and Mr. Judge, saying she only saw them congregated outside of bedrooms. When MSNBC's Kate Snow asked Julie Swetnick if the boys being gathered outside a room meant they were planning to rape girls, Swetnick said yes. Swetnick added, "It's just too coincidental." Then she said she notified the police and told her mother. This is where her story really starts to fall apart. Where's the police records of the report? And if it was reported, I don't think the police would have kept pounding away until the case was solved. I would think that they would. Judge Judy always says that if something doesn't make sense, then it's not true. Does her story make sense? Of course it doesn't. It's because all this has been one great big, fat, ugly lie. I mean, it's just absolutely bogus. I mean, politics in this country, folks, it's dead. What you're seeing is the machinations of those that want the globalists to go away, that want the interference in our internal affairs, and I'm not talking about hacking elections here. And gee, if there was any real concern about anybody being hacked, why don't we have those voting machines to give us that damn receipt? All of these years I've been asking that question when the very same companies that made these voting machines also made, well, that's right, ATMs. And what do they never fail to do? Have you ever? Folks, I've been using ATMs since ATMs were created. And I never once, mind you, not one time, did I not get a receipt from that ATM machine. Not once. And I think getting gas at a pump that spits out the receipt, I think I once, maybe twice in all of these years, had the paper jammed in it and I didn't get a receipt. Well, things are going south rather quickly for Feinstein. Feinstein, I think, ladies and gentlemen, she's pretty much cooked. She was exposed. Her involvement in this Blasey Ford thing, she's up to her eyeballs, and I think she's looking for a way out, and she should. She, as I said yesterday on the program, she looks 2 weeks past death. She's really looking bad, under a lot of pressure. Gee, I feel so sorry for her. Well, Feinstein is moving to seal the FBI investigation as case collapses. For the past several weeks, Democrats and their liberal media allies have publicly excoriated Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh over a number of uncorroborated allegations and unverifiable rumors of criminal wrongdoing, essentially convicting and sentencing him to political death in the court of public opinion. Obviously intent on derailing Kavanaugh's nomination by creating a massive public outcry and rendering him toxic to moderate Republicans, Democrats had no problems whatsoever in publicly discussing every sordid little detail of the allegations and smears hurled at the previously spotless nominee. Yet, in spite of the blatant attempts to assassinate his character and destroy him politically, Kavanaugh managed to clear the Senate Judiciary Committee on Friday with the condition that the FBI open a limited investigation into several allegations lodged against him. Now, all the indications thus far from the investigation suggest that nothing new will be found to stop Kavanaugh from being confirmed. And now Democrats suddenly want to ensure that any new information discovered about Kavanaugh is kept secret so only members of the Senate and select staffers will be permitted to see what the FBI produces after concluding the probe. CNN reporter Elizabeth Landers noted as much in a tweet quoting committee ranking member Feinstein. Landers tweeted, "Feinstein indicates the FBI report on Kavanaugh should not be made public." Well, let me stop and digress here. Why, Diane? I'm just dying to know. All these accusations, all of this fluff, and the committee up there just, well, we need... And there's Kavanaugh going, well, you know, if this is what the Senate Hearing Committee wants to do, an FBI investigation, I'm all for it. That's what I asked for the day after these allegations came out. Going back to the letter from Blasey Ford on July 31st of this year, the so-called letter that Diane didn't know how it got released. Yeah, my eyeball. It would seem to me that if people are going to be identified, this ought to be held very close. I think the investigation ought to be closely held, Feinstein reiterated. Why? You started this crap. Inquiring minds want to know, Diane. Funny that Feinstein didn't seem all that concerned about keeping people's identity closely held when a letter sent from the Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, was leaked to the media, nor did she exhibit any such concern when she publicly spoke about some of the other individuals named by Ford or the other accusers who have popped out of the woodwork in Ford's wake. A CNN report noted that Feinstein has demanded the FBI inform her of everyone the agency is talking to as part of its probe into the Kavanaugh allegations, and said, "And of course it would be given to us on a classified basis, but at least we would know." Wait a minute. That's not the way this works, Feinstein. You don't create this psyop and then start retracting or lessening the window that people can peer into to find out really how much BS this really is. Ask how the American public will have any confidence in the ultimate. Wait a minute. Is there anybody in the public anymore that have any confidence in the FBI? First, we had the FBI and the collusion and all this stuff going on for how many years? And you notice how that kind of quietly died a natural death because guess why? Because it didn't happen. Now, thanks to good research and good reporting, now we're finding out that inasmuch this whole Blasey Ford deal was CIA. Yeah, she's a recruiter for the CIA, for God's sakes. Her daddy was CIA. Absolutely. So now we got two quote-unquote agencies. And folks, you know, isn't the CIA above reproach? I mean, seriously, this is the Central Intelligence Agency. Aren't they above reproach? Well, there were some sleepwalkers in this country that thought the FBI was above reproach. But again, You noticed that narrative and that story has disappeared. Now we got a new one to distract the attention of the American public. And this isn't just a matter. And I want to stress this. This political flipping that's going on in this country, that's what's really, it doesn't matter if it's the face of Trump, Kavanaugh, or anybody else. The political switch is what they're panicking over in this country. And now you're starting to see what wonderful people and what they're capable of doing and lying about. These are the people that want to hold the reins of power in this country. Wow. Any predictions on the midterm elections? I think you're going to see people that... There were blue dog Democrats that looked at Hillary Clinton and said, you know what? I don't know what party bore this creature, but you know what? I think I'm going to vote for Trump. And they did. And now to the pretty much brain dead out there, it's now starting to occur to them, oh, wait a minute, something's very wrong here. They're not telling the truth. What am I to do? Use your head? It's very hard to tell a communist or a socialist that their philosophy is wrong. They'll stand here and argue about it with you. But they won't admit that they're a socialist or they're taking up the water for Karl Marx. They just don't know the difference. They don't understand what this country is, what the law of the land is, and how important individual freedom and liberty, and that means telling just about everybody, unless you're a real crook or criminal, get your hands off my itty-bitty. Go away. The castle doctrine. I'm safe in my home. Go away. Now we're not safe in our home anymore, folks. We are not safe anywhere. And all the data collection and all the data sharing, all this information is going right over to the government. Who in the hell do they think that they are? Monday when I was in the bank and I saw one of these militarily clad state police guys, I spoke above normal voice. And said, yeah, this whole terrorism thing, while everybody in uniform is out there looking for the terrorist, they're acting more like terrorists themselves. This is the 21st century boogeyman, folks. Notice we're not having world wars anymore. And gee, why is that? World War I, World War II, well, I call it World War I Part II. We're not going to have any more world wars, folks. This is all going to be limited action, and they couldn't keep justifying that, butting into people's business in foreign lands. For what reason? And we had absolutely no justification or law backing us to do that. Somehow we magically come up with this elixir to convince everybody that, well, we're the world's policemen. They didn't quite say it that way, but yeah, we police the entire world. We butt into everybody's business. We spend trillions of dollars, kill whatever we want to kill, and it's all in the name of going after the terrorist. Well, this is their open-ended war. This is even better than World War I or World War II, you know, because there's a bunch of energy and men and all this stuff is expended, and you got all this stuff, dead or dying or used up. You know, it's just not quite practical. We need to keep the threat going against you, and that's what this is really about, the perceived threat. This whole damn thing has been a psychological operation from the beginning. And why is it? Why is it that there's nobody in the media asking the question, do you think we ought to continue this stuff in the Middle East? Now, as much as people want to say that Ford, I'm sorry, Ford, I was making notes here. I was going to make mention of Gerald Ford. At any rate, well, Trump is no different than Barack Obama. You know, we're still engaged in Afghanistan and we're in Syria. To what degree, folks? From my vantage point, our engagement is lessening. Israel's really peeved that, the bad guys didn't overthrow the Assad government. And from all indications, it looks like Syria is going to be a free and sovereign nation once again. Oh, shock and horror to that list of seven. You know, hey, Israel was eyeballing that land, man, real hard. They planned on occupying half of the Middle East and claiming it to be theirs through the Greater Israel Project. And if you don't believe that, folks, go look it up. You know, I'm tired of people making argument against something that we know the inner workings and their end game scenario, and then you bring this stuff up and people want to argue with you. Okay. Argue away, but argue someplace else. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Abdul in Minnesota. Hello, Abdul.
How you doing?
Fair to Midland, mostly good under partially sunny skies, and we got a break in the weather. It's only 84 degrees.
Bring some of that warmth up to Minnesota, please. It's like 48 degrees up here and cloudy and drizzling cold rain, which is horrible. But yeah. I can't complain too much. I just want to make a couple of points where you're talking about Christine Blasey Ford. Mm. And I don't, people just let stuff happen and not notice stuff. So when she was bringing up, I have Google interns coming to my house for dinner and they hang out with me. And I'm like, wait a second, Google interns, what are they doing at your house? For one, and if I know Google's connected to the CIA, that can only mean, in my eyes, in my opinion, that the CIA interns that are working at Google are coming to your house to hang out. That's just me.
Yeah.
And then she mentioned my beach buddies. She was talking about advice she was getting from her beach buddies. Who are your beach buddies? Do you go to the beach regularly and ask strangers about your legal cases, about you being assaulted 36 years ago? So who are your beach buddies? Mm-hmm. And to your point about Dianne Feinstein, I love how you were talking about, she's a public, figure, and you can't just do stuff within the government and hide it and bury it so the public can't see what you're doing. And she is doing that because she will be exposed for the one coordinated this effort to bring forth this nonsense against the President Trump. She'll be exposed for it. I bet her name is all over the document. I bet Christine Ford did not write any such letter to Dianne Feinstein. I feel like it was a CIA operation that they gave her a letter saying, look, you said this woman did it, blah, 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 and the events carried out as they are. And that's the only point I want to make about Christine Ford, and I think it's a total sham. You had mentioned you're talking about the voting and reason why people were voting for Trump. I have to give a big shout-out and deep respect to Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols laid out the entire Democratic operation that we are seeing take place right now. He laid out everything regarding the Trump administration, what we should expect and see from the Democrats. They have not changed their playbook in probably 40 years. And it's playing out right now. I don't know what's going on with Larry Nichols. I don't know if he's still alive, but everybody needs to go back and play what he was talking about prior to his Trump's inauguration and just after that. I mean, it's so spot on. And I just want to know what you think about Larry Nichols and his prediction with the Clinton playbook.
I have not read it. You have me at a disadvantage, sir.
Well, it's not like he didn't write the book, but he explained everything that we will see, like women coming out of the woodwork to claim sexual assault or some sort of affair, just made up stuff that is going to be hitting the MSM, and MSM will be promoting it nonstop.
Well,
and just that type of playbook.
Yeah, we're social creatures. We cling to beliefs and whatever else. For the Democrats, they have made themselves the demigods that know the best. And what is happening right now, Abdul, is people are looking at things and they're going, wait a minute, there's smoke and mirrors here. There was no truth. Why are you guys doing this? And now the little snowflakes with nothing in their head and no leadership from their demigods are just standing there totally confused and freaked out. They don't know what to think. I mean, it's just simply amazing to me. Lindsey Graham, that fiery little speech that he gave to his Republican colleagues, he's back sucking up with the Democrats again. This little gutless wonder was just one little trick pony with that fiery little speech, and that was it. Amazing to me. Hey, hang on a second. I got to take top of the hour break. Hold up. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Hotel 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.